Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Believe in Hornets podcast on the Believe Podcast Network, presented by Bet Online. I hope everyone is doing well out there, holding tight, coping with how the playoffs and the Hornets season ended. Hope everyone's doing okay. It's weird. It's unfortunate. But, hey, it's one of those things. You know, you live and you learn. Still not quite over the season being over yet. Hey, Severe Troy. So if you're listening to this, I'm live streaming on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/SamDracula. If you want to get involved with the next podcast, you can either get involved in the live chat or call into the show using the Discord link in the description and hopping into the voice channel. But, yeah, today we're here to talk about James Borrego. It's official. He is returning. I don't think it comes as a surprise. Last week were like the season ending, interviews, media sessions, whatever you want to call it, media availability. And everyone talked about Borrego and the team and like the present tense, you know, and it was just one of those things like I think everyone fully expected him to return. The issue, the interesting thing is, we'll get into all that. We'll get into all the interesting things about it in a second. But first, I just want to show some love to Bet Online for sponsoring this podcast. It's an interesting time in that world right now with NBA playoffs going on. So I want to show them some love. So salute to them. Eric, I see you in the chat. Hope all is well. Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Bet Online has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website betonline.ag or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts. Hey, so for folks just joining us, what do you think about James Borrego coming back? There's a lot of I wrote down a few things, some notes, some thoughts about it. But if you have any thoughts, feel free to share them in the chat. Feel free to call in, whatever you want to do. But just off the top, obviously, I said it before to start the podcast. I'm not surprised. You know, Borrego and Kupchak seem to be on the same page as far as we need to figure out how to get better, how to make this roster better. And it seems to be a collaborative thing. It's not Mitch. It's not just Mitch. It's not just Borrego. They talked as if, yo, we're gonna have to talk together and figure this out. And so to get the news today from shouts to Shams for tweeting it, I'm gonna read the tweet. I'll just read it straight from the source here. The Charlotte Hornets are planning to pick up the team option on head coach James Borrego's contract for the 21-2022 season. Sources tell The Athletic and Stadium. He would then quote his tweet and saying the Hornets were vying for home court advantage this season prior to extended absences for Hayward and LaMelo Ball and have upgraded player development under Borrego. Charlotte made play-in tournament this month and has a young core progressing under staff into next season. Shams in one tweet really summed it up nicely, highlighting the fact that the Hornets were without Hayward, who Kupchak says is the best player on the team. I find that very interesting. And kind of true in a way, highlighting that Hayward and LaMelo were out for an extended period of time. And that he also acknowledges that the team has gotten better with Borrego in charge. So I see abstract in the chat. I'm just glad JB is staying, but his rotation choices are questionable sometimes. But overall, it's great. And yeah, I think that comes right with like if the roster is more like seasoned, I guess, with with some new arrivals, just to put it nicely, I think the rotation will be better because the bench was really, really tough. Like a lot of guys stepped up over the course of the season, guys who were undrafted or second round picks or late lottery picks, like or late first round picks, like and guys with very little NBA experience. So hopefully over the offseason, they could fortify the roster a little bit, which will then help the rotation because JB was asked to do a lot with not a lot, you know, like no shots at any of the players. But I'm just talking about there was no like tanking situation where we had a bunch of high lottery picks, so to speak, or high priced free agents to choose from. Brego's done a lot with not a lot of like pedigree, a lot of good players, a lot of guys who have gotten better under him, which is why I'm excited he's sticking around because it allows the franchise some continuity. You know, and to that end, Kupchak talked about LaMelo's development and how important it is to have some stability for him. A young player like himself with all that talent, it'll benefit his development, LaMelo, by having the same coach for an extended period of time, which LaMelo hasn't had in a while, you know, and that stability will be good for him. So LaMelo doesn't have to learn a whole new system, theoretically, with a hypothetical new coach. But all that's out the window if he doesn't deliver this season, right? It wasn't an extension. He just picked up his option. He's a lame duck coach in that respect. So it's time, right? Like it's time. It's that thing about sports now. You got to answer the call or fall behind. Yeah, Will in the chat, Rashawn Holmes, please, Mitch Kupchak, I am with you. I don't know how much he'll cost. I think he'll go for a lot. I think he's probably the best, no offense to Zeller and Biz, he's probably the best unrestricted free agent, unrestricted center free agent out there. And that dude will be a monster, an absolute monster in the Eastern Conference and for the Hornets if he chose to come here. I would love it. I would really love it. And then also give Nick Richards and Vernon Carey an opportunity to kind of sit back a little bit and continue to develop. Like we don't have to rush the youngsters into the starting five. You know, you can pick and choose where to bring them on with that veteran that you can rely on to play extended minutes against affordable opponents, as they say. But I'm really happy. I'm really happy with the Borrego news today. Hey, it's and I know there were some like people who weren't happy with how LaMelo was brought on and things like that. I want to give Borrego the benefit of the doubt with that because unlike last year, so like this is how mad and mental last season was. I swear the draft was in November, right? And the season started in December. So to get this team, and then, you know, free agency started right after that. And then the season, so you went, they had the draft in November, immediately into free agency. And then the season started in December. So very little time to get the roster ready and prepared to take on an NBA season. Yeah, it was November 18th. Okay. And then, yeah, the season started not that long after that. It's actually crazy. So this is we'll get an idea of what this team is really, really capable of. Like the team, the squad is capable of this upcoming year, hopefully with, you know, injuries. Notwithstanding the biggest wild card in the room, can't ignore it, but hopefully everything will be all right on that front. But with the full summer, a full summer league for guys like Richards and then Vernon Carey, I think will do them wonders. I doubt we see LaMelo in the summer league. He played a lot of basketball this year, and you know he deserves the summer off from that. I hope he still continue to work, continue to build on his body and things like that. Get that wrist right, which he talked about actually. I'm all over the place right now, but LaMelo, to his credit, acknowledged that, you know, the wrist wasn't all the way 100%. Towards the end of the season. It was good enough to come back. You know, he did pretty well to close out the year, but it definitely wasn't where it should have been. And he knows that. And that's a positive, to say the least. And we'll get to LaMelo in a second, because I want to talk about NBA awards at the end of this podcast, at the end of this live stream. But Martian says, I should resign Monk and Graham. The cap is going to disappear quickly. I think Kupchak said there's around 20, 25 million, something like that, in the projected cap space, something in that territory. And that's going to be gone quickly, because you have a first round draft pick to figure out, and then restricted free agency to figure out with qualified offers and things like that. I don't know how much would be left over to improve the team just through regular unrestricted free agency. You know, Zeller and Biz are off the books. I would love to see Devontae and Malik back in some form or fashion. If not, then work out a sign and trade. I just don't want to lose them for nothing. That's my main thing. I would love them back. I love Devontae. I love Malik. I would just be really upset if this franchise somehow loses those guys for nothing. 29 mil? Yeah. So like, it's going to go quickly. And then next summer, we're looking at being in the same position with Bridges. And then after that, PJ. And then Hayward will be off the books at that point. So there'll be some flexibility when LaMelo is eligible. Yeah, so yeah, Miles Turner for Terry. So Terry's at the end of his deal too. After this year. There's a lot of things to consider. I would look hard at that. I'd be really, really, really sad to see Terry go as well. Really sad to see Terry Rozier go. He's been the man. Yeah, and who knows, when we get lucky in the lottery, jump up in the top five, like Daniel says there. One can hope. That'd be a madness. One can hope. But like I was saying before, Borrego has something to prove. He knows that. We know that. The players know that. Nobody enjoyed the way the season ended. Nobody. And I know they're determined to make sure it doesn't happen again. Not like that. Definitely not like that. So moving on to, I just want to give some love and acknowledgement to Jordan Clarkson for winning Sixth Man of the Year. The Jazz had two finalists, Joe Ingles and Clarkson. And amazing presentation, by the way, with the Inside the NBA guys interviewing both of them. It reminded me of the Clippers one last year. It was Harrell and Lou Williams were the finalists last year. And then I think, did Harrell present to Lou Will? Is that how it worked? But when you get two teammates up for the same award and one presents it to the other, that's always going to be good. And then the way Ingles delivered that was fantastic. While I say that, you know, acknowledge the boys. Good job. But Bridges got one second place vote in the sixth man category. Not great. Not to his, like, nope, he did nothing wrong. Nothing wrong with Bridges. It just speaks to how more people need to pay attention to what the Hornets are up to on a regular basis. Yeah, Soul Pancake, I think this might be a make it or break it year for Borrego. It definitely is. And I'm curious, like, it's an interesting thing, because his contract's up after this year, right? So you don't go in the offseason with no extension. If things are going well, do you make the extension then? Do you do it? Do you wait? Like that like game of cat and mouse, because straight up, I think there's a few teams out there, maybe more than a few, would be happy with Borrego as their head coach. If the Hornets aren't careful, they could lose him, like we're worried about losing Malik and Devontae for nothing, if that's the case. But salute to Bridges again. I talked about him a lot the last few podcasts, last few live streams and videos. Bridges has been the man. I'm glad he got some acknowledgement in the sixth man race, because he was vital as the sixth man early on in the season. And then when there were injuries, we saw him step up as a starter in a very big way. So salute to him. But yeah, I'm really curious about rookie of the year and how this whole works. I've been Googling. So the sixth man announcement completely caught me off guard. I had no idea it was going to be announced yesterday. No idea. And so ever since I was frantically Googling, when is the rookie of the year announcement going to be made? I was looking at betting websites. I was looking at Twitter accounts, just trying to find some idea. And the best I can figure out is that it's going to announce it during one of the Inside the NBA like tip off shows. Yeah, I agree. Bridges should be starting for us next year. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But so I assume we're just going to be watching the TNT coverage and all of a sudden LaMelo or Anthony Edwards is going to be holding a trophy up. Holding a trophy up some form or fashion. And so with that being said, I'd like to talk about it now before it inevitably gets announced. Yeah, Kwame Brown's crushing right now. He's on a madness. Most improved player has to be Kwame Brown. I like the comment after. I like it. Wait, we have a trade here from Get Wrecked. What if we trade Graham and Monk for Bogdanovich and maybe a pick? That's a lot. Hey, Amish, welcome. It's a lot. That's a lot for Boggy. But LaMelo Ball, if he doesn't win Rookie of the Year, I think that is a robbery, an absolute robbery. I've seen some early ballot returns, right? Just online. I have no inside information here. None. LaMelo seems to be getting a lot of first place votes, the majority of the first place votes. I think pre-All-Star break, he was going to be definitively the Rookie of the Year, you know, before the injury. At that point, he was starting, lighting the world on fire. Hornets were a top league pass team. A lot to be said about that. Hornets were a fourth seed at that stage. Things were looking good and promising for young LaMelo Ball. And then he got hurt. And then Anthony Edwards got really good. Got really, really good. But I swear, so if Edwards wins it, salute to him, honestly. Like I'm not going to lose a wink of sleep over it, but it'd just be one more L, like one final L for the Hornets to catch if LaMelo doesn't win Rookie of the Year. Because honestly, I think if you run back the draft, if you take what we know now and go back in time to November 18th, I swear LaMelo goes one. I swear LaMelo goes number one overall if you redo the draft, knowing what we know. So it's May 25th, 5:47 p.m. If you go back to November 18th, I swear LaMelo goes one overall, knowing what we know. He's been the best rookie, period. Like the stats are great. Edwards is a monster. He's a very good player. I love his game. I love Edwards. I do. But his numbers are empty. They're empty by comparison to LaMelo's. Because there's no context to it. The Timberwolves had no aspirations of anything this year. They fired their coach this year. They got sold this year. Shouts to A-Rod. It's a very different situation than what LaMelo's been playing in. And Haliburton, not that dissimilar to what the Timberwolves, as far as wins go. You know, wins didn't really work out for us either. Can't be honest. Can't deny that. But it's... Man, if LaMelo doesn't win this, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be really, really interesting. And you know, speaking of winning, I want to give some love to Quickly. I like it. Like him on that Knicks team, the Knicks got a really great player in the draft in him. And so if it wasn't for LaMelo Ball, he'd be my second favorite rookie to watch. You know, I like Quickly a lot. He's a lot of fun off the bench. He doesn't start enough to be in the contention, and that's why Haliburton and Edwards are up there. And to their credit, they deserve it. They do deserve it. They do deserve it. Please don't. No shots at anybody here, but I think Quickly deserves some love as well. And I'm glad he's able to do stuff in a packed Madison Square Garden, right? Like those scenes against the Hawks. That Knicks Hawks series is gonna be a lot of fun. A lot of fun to watch. It is a lot of fun to watch. But just to put a bow on LaMelo here, he really helped re-energize his franchise. And not to say that Edwards didn't, just not to the same level. People are talking about the Hornets in a much different way this year. Not only because of LaMelo, Hayward, Terry, Bridges, Eric Collins, a lot of good things to talk about the Hornets this year from an individual point of view. But LaMelo is firmly involved in all those successes to a certain degree. To a certain degree. If they don't win, it'll be a revenge season for the Hornets. You know, and there's something to be said about that too. You know, as you're like writing the story of LaMelo Ball getting snubbed from the Rookie of the Year award would be a great like origin story for the LaMelo Ball superstar career. Like looking back to this summer, having the injury taken away the award from him and then using that as fuel. Not that he needs any more motivation. I'm sure he's going to try and attempt to get better this summer, no matter what, whether he wins or loses or whatever. But there's something to be said about that. That could be interesting. DeRozan Holmes from Get Wrecked. DeRozan would be nice. I just don't know if the Hornets can bring in anybody of that level because of the salary requirements. I swear we're gonna have to be in the sign a trade market, or hope to get lucky in the lottery. Because you know, just going back to a cup check. This was all last week. If you haven't watched the cup check stuff, please do. It's in two parts. I think 40 minutes altogether. It's really interesting. Hornets have two second round picks, abstract. So I think they have three picks in the top 50, something like that. Correct me if I'm wrong, but they have a lot of picks. You know, by comparison, by normal standards. And it's going to be quiet. It should be quiet, according to Kupchak, until the lottery. Only 11 teams can make trades right now because they're out of the playoffs. And then no one's going to want to do anything until the lottery happens. So I expect and hope, using Kupchak's words, that the Hornets get really active in the trade market. And active can be a lot of things. Active can mean texting. Other GMs, it could be calling other GMs. It could be making literal trades. Somewhere in that spectrum, something can happen. But I'm hopeful. So salute to Borrego. He got his 100th win as a coach this year. He's gotten a lot of positive attention from the national media this year. Well-deserved. He's on an upwards trajectory along in parallel with this franchise currently. And I'm excited that, you know, the front office is rewarding him, you know, by, you know, showing their faith in him to a certain degree by picking up his option and having him return next year. Because they could have easily took all this negativity and bent him off and bring in a new coach and start from scratch in a certain way. And they're not. They're holding off on that. I like it. I like that a lot. I'm a big fan of that. Because you're going to go to a new coach and be like, hey, man, imagine being the new coach coming into that situation, that negative situation. And like in the back of your head, like, wait, are they going to do the same thing to me just because my guys got hurt and we fell in the standings? Like I think it sends the proper message, making that picking up his option now and riding with him into the offseason and into next season. People are going to want to play in Charlotte. Exactly. The last year, it took a lot of money, obviously, well-deserved, I think. You know, get your money. I'm never going to fault that for Hayward to come here. Hayward himself said this summer he's more than happy to do some recruiting. Terry talked about how happy he is in Charlotte. You know, people want to be here. People want to stay here, and people want to come here. That's a real positive. The issue is you got to work out the cap situation. I'm still paying Nick Batum a little bit of money. So that's not great, but it's not my job to figure out for the most part. So hopefully we'll get some more news, Hornets news the rest of the way about offseason plans, option plans. And hopefully next time I talk to you guys, we'll have some Rookie of the Year news, because I genuinely have no clue when they're going to announce Rookie of the Year. I haven't seen it anywhere online. Not even like, I don't even know if it's this week, if it's gonna be next week, I don't have no clue. I like, if you're gonna get them out of the way, because I really like the idea of doing the awards now, because it gets rid of that weird, like what Giannis has gone through, winning the MVP, being eliminated from the playoffs. Like that's such an L. Such an L. So get it while things are still good, while these guys are still playing, if they're still playing. But hey, I'm here for it. I stay here for it. We're here all season, all year long now. I gotta stop saying all season long because the season's over, sadly. Feels bad. Feels real bad. But the playoffs are here. The playoffs are really fun. Really, really fun to watch. But hey, thank you all so much for listening. Thank you so much for watching. I'll be back next week at some point, probably either Tuesday or Wednesday next week. So stay tuned for that. Thank you to Bet Online for presenting the podcast. You've been listening to the Believe in Hornets podcast on the Believe Podcast Network. Like, subscribe, leave us a rating on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you can, wherever you're listening, wherever you're watching. And we'll talk to you next time. Stay safe out there. Peace.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.